I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Nigerian police arrested 164 people in connection with a mostly Christian slaughter of 500. There are 41 charges of terrorism and homicide. And with the movement toward justice, is the trouble over? Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton likens the violence to a wildfire. The threat of violence won't stop them, though.
There is going to be some care given to how they meet and where they meet, especially in light of the fact that these were clearly coordinated attacks. But there is still going to be a Christian presence there, and there are going to be believers who are reaching out, who are sharing their faith, and who are praying even for their persecutors.
Meanwhile, less than 1% of people throughout France are biblical Christians. Karen Langstrad of Greater Europe Mission says,
there's a great not only indifference, but even resistance to the gospel of Jesus Christ. So ministry is hard there, and we just really want to encourage that local body of believers.
In order to do so, Greater Europe Mission is sending teams from 7 U.S. churches to northern France in May. The teams will work on various outreach projects and encourage a church plant for what will be the only evangelical church in the city. And do you want to learn more about your part in global missions? Want to learn it all from home? The Evangelical Free Church of America has a program just for you. Kingdom Expansion 101 is a 6-week course that'll teach you how you and your church can be best involved in God's work globally. Classes are interactive. Visit our website to learn more and register for the upcoming course, March 24th through May 4th. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter now for an all-expenses-paid Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for two to Guatemala to see how Kids Alive is rescuing orphaned and abandoned children. That's Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose at 1-800-995-4820 for information or to register to win. Or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.